Please wait.
Blog the recording has started.
Good morning, good morning. Welcome to Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance Ministry. Today is Tuesday, September the 6th. Thank you all for joining us this morning. Oh, yes, yes, yes. So this morning, can we all just come in and just start giving God some praise?
Sister Marie, our Sister Gladys is supposed to facilitate this morning. Are you there?
And I'm here.
Okay.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Okay, I'm here. Good morning, good morning, good morning, everyone. I thank you this morning for everybody that's on this prayer line this morning, that God, you know, woke up this morning, thanking God for everyone that's here, for the ones that wanted to be here, but for some reason they could not be here, thanking God for them too. And I just appreciate God for today, which is September the 6th, 2022. I thank God just for another day that he has kept us, and just appreciate him for his goodness, his grace, his mercy, for his loving kindness this morning right now, Father God. So we give God all the glory and the honor and the praises this morning. And so just want to just come before his presence, hallelujah, with a hallelujah and a thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name for everything that he has done. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we come before you on bending knees, Father God. Lord, asking you in the name of Jesus, hallelujah. Lord, if there's any sin that lies at the doors of our heart this morning right now, God, Lord, I ask you for forgiveness. Cleanse me from all unrighteousness. Renew a right spirit within us right now, God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, throw every spot, every wrinkle in the sea of forgiveness, never to be remembered again right now, God. Hallelujah. That, Lord, that we can come before you with clean hearts and clean hands this morning right now, Father God, in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, we just thank you and we honor you for the praises this morning. So, once again, we can invite everybody that's on this prayer line this morning. Once again, welcome. Welcome you for the Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance Ministry this morning to come in and just, you know, start beginning just to thank God and praise God for what he has done this morning, just giving us the gift of life this morning. So, Father God, in the name of Jesus, we unmute our mics this morning and to start giving God thanks for what he has done before we start. So, Father God, we thank you this morning.
Thank you right now, Father.
my God. Thank you, Lord, for your fullness to the
child.
Life more abundantly. We thank you for the abundance this morning. We praise the name, God. Hallelujah. God, thank you, Lord, for protection from family, God. God, in the name of Lord, we
thank you. Thank you.
Lord, thank you.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Good morning. Good morning, Sister Alice Marie is here.
Thank you, Sister
Good
Alice.
Good morning, Sister Lennon's here. Good morning, Sister Lennon's here.
Good morning, morning. Sister
Yeah.
Thank you.
Good morning, Sister Horace is here. Praise the Lord.
Good morning.
Good morning, Sister Lennon.
Good morning to you. Anyone else? This is Sister Gladys, as you thank God for just being here this morning. So I just want to enlighten you. Just enlighten you about some encouraging words that I wanted to say to everyone. And the topic of it is leading by example. And I just thank God that that he gave me this to say, to encourage everyone that's on this prayer line, for the ones that are just listening in, for whatever reason they didn't give their names, but hey, we acknowledge you to give you an encouraging word. As for what an honor it is to speak, to spark hope and awakening in people's lives. Every word we speak, even our posts on social media, have the potential to kindle a slumbering spirit. Kindle means to set a fire, to inspire, to set a fire of a sleeping spirit in the name of Jesus. Our attitudes and actions have the power to revive or destroy. And those around us, to destroy those around us. So we got to always be careful. With Proverbs 18:21, it says, death and life are in the power of the tongue, and they that love it shall eat thereof. That's Proverbs 18:21. And so, also, we carry a spiritual torch within us that can light the way for us, and that we have more power than we could possibly imagine in us. For Luke 10:19 says, God's word says, I give you power to tread upon serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt us. The Holy Ghost is that power that we need to take us any place that we need to go in Christ Jesus, according to his will. That's the power that we have to tread upon serpents and tread upon all the attacks of the enemy that comes to try to steal, to kill, and to destroy us in the name of Jesus. So don't hide it or allow selfishness to stuff it out, that spiritual torch that we have. Give people glimpses of truth by being someone that can someone that they can look up to. They don't want us to wear masks of false perfection. They want to know that God is relatable, approachable, and real. They want to understand how to remain calm in the midst of a chaos when they look at us. And they see us, well, why aren't you worried about this? Why aren't you, about this or that or the other? Because we have the peace of God that dwells on the inside of us, that guards our heart and our minds through all of this chaos that is going on now
and the chaos that has been going on before. If we keep our eyes on the prize, keep our eyes on the one who is the author and the finisher of our faith, keep our eyes on Jesus, thinking on things that are true and honest and just and pure and lovely and of a good report. And if there be any virtue, be any praise, to think of these things, if we keep our minds stayed on him, and that's where the peace come in there at. That's where the calm come in there at. Peace in our homes, peace in our families, keep peace in our bellies, that spirit of calm and ease that they see in us. So I just thank God that we're able to continue to do that because somebody or people are watching our life. They're watching us. And once again, they want to know that God is relatable, approachable, and real. They want to understand how we can remain calm in the midst of chaos. They crave peace when war is raging in their souls. So we don't have to have all the answers. We don't. We only need to point them to the one who does. Because sometimes, you know, hallelujah, we can't, you know, not say, well, just say something and you know, just to be saying something. If we don't know, say we don't know. But we can point you to the one that can give you the answer. And so I come to you. In the name of Jesus, just, you know, this praying this prayer. Jesus, help us to be a true reflection of who you are. As our life conveys your goodness, may the faith of others come to life as we live in authenticity, allowing others to catch glimpses of our struggles and breakthroughs. Let their desire be for you be stirred. Make yourself, God, real to others as we live before them in truth. In the name of Jesus, Lord, I thank you right now, God. Let us be transparent. Let us be truthful in everything that concerns, hallelujah, God's will for us in this life because people are watching our life. And so if some other scriptures that I wanted to make known to you, and it's not that you don't know them, but I just want to just light that fire. Matthew 5, 14 to 16. Ye are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hid. We are. Neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick, and it giveth light unto all that are in the house. The 16th verse says, let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. In Jesus' name. And Philippians 4, I put down read the whole chapter because if we read the whole chapter, go above and below it, we'll get a better understanding of what God is speaking to our house to. And also 2 Timothy 2:15. And John 4:23-24, these are all in the King James Version. And I'm not going to read all of this up to you because I know we have quite a few people on the line this morning. So if we possibly can and make sure that we have time for Pastor Bondage to say what she has to say so that I just won't read the whole scripture out to everyone. So I'll just give you the scripture, chapter and the verse. Ephesians 6, which speaks about that whole arm of God, that we put that on, that's Ephesians 10 through 18 chapter. Psalms 145, 18, King James Version, and John 14:6, which says, Jesus said unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life, and no man can come unto the Father but by me. Also, Proverbs 35 speaks, every word of God is pure. He is a shield unto them that put their trust in him. And we're not to lean unto our own understanding, but in all our ways, just acknowledge, Lord, I'm learning more and more and more and more. There's nothing too little. Oh, God, I'm not going to bother you with this. This is nothing. I can go ahead and take care of this. I can do nothing on my own. And I need God in each and every way to lead and guide me. The Holy Spirit, that's just a comforter that he sent back here to guide us, to lead us, so we can go to him for everything. And not do things on our own, but acknowledge him in all our ways, and he'll give us the direction and not doing our own thing. So God, we're asking you in the name of Jesus, let your kingdom come and your will be done on earth as it is in heaven today on the lives of your people, every brother and sister around this nation, Father, in the name of Jesus. Give us what we need today, today, Father, now, in the name of Jesus. And we reject every deception, every lie of the enemy that comes to try to steal, to kill, and to destroy in Jesus' name. We send it back to the pit of hell, back to the sender from which it came in Jesus' name. Amen. So, Father God, we're going to do one by one. We're going to open up the mic for... If someone has a song, make it short. We're going to make it short and brief. But like we said, we want to give Sister Bondage, Pastor Bondage, time enough to do what God has put on her heart to do for us. So the mics are open this morning.
Thank you, Jesus.
Okay, I'll go ahead. This is Sister Gladys this morning. I want a prayer for my daughter, Michelle. She's still over in Egypt, that God's protection be upon her and my family here at home. For Brenda, continual healing. For cancer, the side effects of what the chemo is, you know, is doing, you know, is giving her problems with. The bike splitting in heart, that's everybody that knows a person, hallelujah, or even in a bike splitting condition, we're going to have prayer for them. Early release for the ones that are in prison behind the four walls, the bars. Salvation, healing, and deliverance for our family members that don't know God. Hallelujah. Or, you know, somebody we know, our friends, our neighbors, or whatever it is, any of our loved ones, today in Jesus' name. And give me continual strength in the Lord in Jesus' name. Amen. So the mic's open.
Amen. Okay.
Amen.
Go ahead.
Okay, thank you. It's Celestic. I'm asking for prayer for traveling. Mostly I'm getting ready to go on the road and going out of state, and I just need God's protection and for his favor and protection of my family while I'm away. Thank you.
Thank you, Sister Celestica. Anyone else?
Yes, this is Alice Marie. I woke up this morning, and on my left hip side, when I stepped, it hurt. So let's pray for healing for that. The doctor gave me a shot while back for it. The orthopedic doctor said, I don't know what it is. Also, I have a little list. I want to pray for the lady, Judith, and her grandson, Junior. She was cleaning the bathroom at Walmart. The time she was sick, she got it from him, so whatever it is. And also, it's a one-year-old girl. They missed her. She was 1 year old, and she looked real, real bad. And then found out she was sick. So they had gave them their names, and, you know, they missed her. So God knows exactly who they are, but I'll run through it real quick. Z-O-H-N-M-Y. Look like a G-A-B-I. And then I guess that's an A-L-I-N. And then Valentina. I don't know if that's their last name. I was asking him. He said it was. So let's do prayer for that family that was got everything, that family that was at Walmart, who's 1 year old daughter. She's real sick, so we pray for her. Also, it's a man on the elevator with me yesterday. He said he wasn't feeling good, so God know his name, God know everything. So let's pray for these people, Lord, lift them up to you and me too. One more thing. Well, I have microblading and shading, and it's been peeling, and I have pink. So y'all give me, pray to God, give me the words to talk to him, and then he knows what to do to straighten the situation out, because I'm going on a trip, and I'm like It's coming off in different places, and it's not looking right. So let's ask God to give me the words to say to him and touch his heart and guide him what he can do to make it better so I won't look stupid on the 22nd. Thank you so much.
Okay. Thank you, Sister Alice. Anyone else? Have a song, a prayer request, or what God has done?
Yes, good morning. This is Sister Linda. I'm asking prayer for my left side and my left leg.
Okay, thank you. Anyone else?
Yes, Scholastica is back. I just want to urge this family, the Holmes family. I got a message, I just saw it. They had an accident last night. I don't know their status, but the family was in the car. So just pray for that family, and whatever the status is, we know God is still in control. Thank you. It's the home family.
Amen.
Thank you.
Apostle, also a prayer for Sister Darius.
Good morning.
My Bible.
Okay.
Sorry, Darius.
Did you finish, Pastor Horsley?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, Sister Chris.
Good morning, Mrs. Chris.
Thank you. Does anyone else?
Good morning. This is Sister Mary. Requesting prayer for my sister Peggy, that she'll get the help that she needs, and that's today. It's a lot for right now. Move in Jesus' name. Thank you.
Thank you. I have another prayer request, Sister Gladys. Prayer for Brother Alan Peterson, the priest and family, for the death of their son. God give them strength this morning for the loss of their son, and, you know, comfort them at their time of bereavement. Amen.
Amen.
Is there anyone else that have anything to say?
Yes, good morning. This is Darlene B. And I do want to pray for Darlene Miller. We want to lift her up, that God will cover her, protect her, and help her with all the affairs of her life. Also, my grandson, Abraham, pray for his mental condition. He seems to be in a depressive, crying mode too often. So we want to pray for Abraham. Also, I thank you all for the prayers for my Uncle Marvin. We did pray for him for the procedure he was having, and everything went well. He sounded very good on the phone this past weekend, and I just appreciate the prayers of the righteous that avail us much. Also, I will be traveling. My sister and her husband are traveling, so we're just praying for traveling for the family members. Also, Sonia and Fossa will be traveling this week, so we want to lift them up as we all are. Some are flying. I'm in the cars and whoever, whatever, and just thank God for his angels that he puts around us as we move across the country. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Let's have a little bit of a song, if you don't mind.
Go ahead, Brother Horsley.
Just a closer walk with thee. Granted, Jesus, if you please. Daily walking close to thee. Let it be, dear Lord, let it be. I am but God is strong. Jesus, keep me from all wrong. I'll be satisfied as long as you walk, dear Lord, close to me. Amen, amen.
Amen, amen. Thank you for that song. There's anyone else before Pastor Darlene begins to speak? Anyone else? somebody that just came on the prayer line or anything like that, you're welcome to say something if you would like. Okay. All right. Pastor Darlene, if you would like to go ahead, if nobody else have anything else to say
okay.
or song on their heart. Okay.
Yes, we'll go ahead. Thank you, Sister Gladys, for leading us this morning. We appreciate your facilitating and praying and sharing the word. I mean, the word is just so awesome. Whenever we hear the word of God, it is for our growth in Him. It's food for our souls. And we want to continue, as you say, lead by example, speak what God would speak, and be an example just by what we do so that others will be drawn to Jesus Christ. Speak words of encouragement at all times. You know, when you speak and you talk to someone or you're making a comment to someone, try to say something encouraging, as Sister Gladys was letting us know, that these things can help draw people. Death and life are in the power of the tongue, and those that love it shall eat the fruit thereof. So this morning I just want to read a few scriptures concerning what we are seeing in our country. We know that God is ultimately in control. There is so much going on. I mean, even the weather, we want to pray. When we pray this morning, we want to pray for the weather. There are floods all across the country. We had some flooded areas here in Georgia. Mississippi is in a serious situation. Some places, I think it's Jackson, Mississippi, and God is the one who controls the weather, but we still want to pray that people will be healed and the water that they are experiencing, not having any clean water, that God will help them to get the water together in these various places. I think Somerville, Georgia may be one of the locations that is having issues with their water. So we want to pray about that. And so here in the book of Jeremiah, Jeremiah 23 and 29 says, "Is not my word like as fire, said the Lord, and like a hammer that breaketh the rock in pieces?" Just remind, you know, when you, you're trying to destroy something, you may have a physical hammer in your hand, and you're beating whatever it is, say you're trying to crush up a rock or break it down so that it can be in a place where you can maneuver and use it for specific reasons. So you take that hammer and you hit it really hard and it will break that rock. And so the word of God is like a fire. It's like a hammer that breaketh the rock in pieces. And so when we speak the word of God, the word of God goes out into the atmosphere and it breaks down the things that the devil himself is trying to do against you, against your family, against the nation, against the people who live here in the United States of America. So that's why we want to pray the word of God, to speak the word of God, to break down the demonic spirits that are out there. He gave us power to tread on serpents, on scorpions, and over all the power of the enemy, as we heard that verse this morning, and nothing shall by any means hurt us. So we have the power. We have the authority. We want to use that word to destroy the works of the devil. We know that he's out there. The devil is like a roaring lion. He's not the lion, but he tries to pretend like he is, moving across the earth, seeking whom he may devour. So he's trying to destroy people through other people. So we know that God is the one who protects. So we want to continue to pray for the protection of this nation, of the people in this nation, people across the nation. I mean, we cannot pray enough. We cannot pray enough, and we are not praying too much because there are so many demonic spirits out there. So we have to speak to the demons, speak to them, and let them know that they are destroyed, that they have to stop what they're doing. Talk to them like you're talking to a person. My mother used to do that. I used to hear her praying, and she would tell the devil, she'd say, "Get out of here, devil. You get out of here." I mean, she would just be talking to the devil just like she would be talking to a person. So we can speak to the demons the same way. So we will continue to know that God is the one who has given us the authority. 2 Chronicles 7 and 14 says, "If my people who are called by my name shall humble themselves, pray, seek and crave, and require of necessity my face, and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven, forgive their sin, and heal their land. So that's why we keep these prayers going. We do our fasting. We do supplication unto the Lord. We're in agreement. When we're in agreement, that is the powerful thing right there. In agreement with God, with each other, two or three gathered in the name of the Lord, he's in the midst. When we two come together, and there are more than two here, and we pray and ask the Lord and let him know that we trust him to destroy the works of the devil, then there's power in the agreement. Because one can put away 1,000 and two can put 10,000 to flight. So we're grateful this morning for this opportunity that we have to be able to pray and intercede, stand in the gap and make up the hedge. We are the people of God. We are his battle axe. He's made us to be his warriors because we have submitted to him. We are soldiers in the army of the Lord. And this morning, from time to time, I think about how there was a prophet, Elisha, who knew one of the king, when the king was about to do something, Elisha was the one who was stopping this king's plans because God would give him the information. And so we want the Lord to use us as his mouthpieces to begin to destroy the works of the devil across the nation. Even these private meetings that are going on between groups and people and even private conversations in somebody's mind, God is the one who knows what they're saying. And so we want to speak to the demons that are in these people's minds and let them know that they have to take their hands off of these people, that they would not be able to come to a place of doing the damage that they want to do in any place, in our malls, the schools, the churches, any gathering place, even people at concerts. We want to pray that people will be protected. So just pray that the Lord will continue to reveal. He can reveal, as he did for Elisha, reveal the plans of the enemy. You know, there are times when we have heard where God has revealed these things. Let people tell what somebody was planning to do so that they would be stopped in their tracks. And so we thank the Lord today for this opportunity to come together and to pray, to intercede, stand in the gap, make up the hedge for our nation. We know that our nation has really turn its back on God as a whole. I mean, not everybody in the nation, because we ourselves are helping to combat the devil, helping to stand in the gap. But as a nation, many people have turned their backs on the Lord. So much stuff that you see in the media is showing us that people are just rejecting God. They're doing what they feel like doing, disregarding God. Some of them are actually talking against God and rejecting him. But we, as a remnant, will continue to do this work because it's important. It's important work. So let us come together. We have all these prayer requests that have come forth. We're going to pray for the request. We're going to pray that God will heal this nation, protect our nation, help those who are in need. There are so many people out there who are in need in these various cities that have had the floods and even the fires that have been ravaging some of the states. So let us come together once again, and we're going to pray. Hallelujah, Jesus. My God, my God. Lord, we thank you this morning. We
thank you,
God.
Thank you, Father.
Lord, tell us how to pray. Let your healing, thank you, Lord, now, God.
Listen to all of God in the name of Jesus.
There is nothing for you.
In the name of Jesus. that has not received Jesus as your Savior, we invite you to do the sinner's prayer with us today, and then you will be saved. As you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart, if you repeat after me, dear Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, I ask you to forgive me of all my sins. I confess with my mouth, I believe in my heart, that Jesus died, he was buried, and he rose again. I ask you, Father, to help me to grow in the things of God. We thank God for each and every one who did the sinner's prayer. The angels are rejoicing, and we rejoice with you. What I suggest is that you find a good Bible-teaching church to attend in your region. Find a church that will teach you about Jesus and his love, so that you will be able to grow in the knowledge of the truth. If you desire to send a donation, an offering, a love offering, anything that will support our ministry, you may send it to Prayer, Praise, and Ministry. The address is 1698 Carol Lay Drive. This is spelled C-H-E-R-Y-L. Second word is L-E-I-G-H Drive. That's 1698 Carol Lay Drive in the city of Riverdale, Georgia. Zip code 30296. If you desire to listen to a session after we're off the air, you can log into blogtalk.com, Prayer Praise Deliverance. Once again, that's blogtalk.com, Prayer Praise Deliverance. Or you may dial the number 605-313-4929. The access code is 278-961-POUND. Select the pound sign to listen to the current session. And if you want to listen to a previous session, please call me or send me a text. My number is 904-859-1022. Once again, the number is 904-859-1022. I declare that the plowman overtakes the reaper in your life, and you live in continuous abundance. I decree that no weapon formed against you shall prosper, and the blessings of the Lord continue to overtake you as you live for Jesus Christ. Amen.